Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast, where we apply the philosophy of continual improvement to our creativity. Each episode takes a scientific principle from creativity and innovation research, and we translate it into practical advice for your creativity. For more, you can visit us at jaredvoley.com. What you focus on determines how you feel. When you think about happy memories, you're naturally going to feel happier. When you think about awful things that someone did to you in the past, before long, you would start feeling that in your body. Your attention determines how you feel. When we're creating, our focus powerfully shapes our motivations. When we focus on how large a project is, or how there are so many moving parts that something is bound to fail, so why even try? Whenever our focus is predominantly on something negative, then your motivation is going to go down. But the reverse is also true. When you focus on a task that is right in front of you, then your motivation increases. And an even more powerful motivator is to focus on how your work can help other people. Most people would do far more to help a friend or help a family member than they would ever do for themselves. Humans are designed to help other humans. It's in our DNA. You have the power to boost or undermine your motivation at any moment. Now that's really cool, and it's also really scary. On one hand, it's inspiring because that means no matter what's going on, you can always choose to focus on something that is empowering, and it will inspire you to take more action. That can keep you pushing forward, even when there are setbacks in your way. But on the other side, we also shoot ourselves in the foot a lot, and this is probably way more common than the positive way of doing it. You can accidentally undermine yourself by focusing too long on the wrong thing. So, good example, you can choose to turn on the news and focus on all the awful things that have happened this news cycle. And as you undoubtedly know from personal experience, once you are in this negative mood, it's really, really hard to shake it off. So pay attention to where you're placing your focus today. Do this for both your creative work and your off time. When you relax, do you focus on things that energize you? How often is your focus taken up by things that you have absolutely no control over? And of course, the most important question, do the things you focus on actually serve you? Do they help you? Do they push you in a direction that you actually want to go? If you had a choice, would you actually choose the emotions you're having now? You can ask the same questions about your creative process. Do you focus on things that energize you or things that stress you out? Do you focus on the worst possible interpretation of something, or do you think about the best one? If you had the choice, would you choose to focus on the things you typically focus on? It's an important question because you do have the choice. You don't have to catastrophize anytime you see a negative thing. You can choose to focus on ideas that inspire you and keep you going in the right direction. Hey everybody, during the month of April, the website podchaser.com is going to be donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every podcast review that you leave on their site. They're also going to donate another 25 cents for every reply that I leave for your review. And of course, I'm going to take that feedback and find ways to improve the show. You can check it out using the link at the bottom of the show notes.